is 4 PM. I would like to declare this ordinary council, this ordinary meeting of council open at 4 PM for the 21st, on the 21st of May 2026. Thank you. 2, public question time. 2.1, response to public questions previously taken on notice. There are none. 2.2, declaration of public question time opened at 4:01 PM. Closed at 4:01 PM as we do not have anybody in our gallery. 3, attendance, apologies and leaves of absence. 3.1, attendance for the audio. In attendance today, we have Eldo, our manager of works, Councillor Lawson Kerr, Councillor Gamble, Councillor Lowton, Councillor Dixon, Deputy President, Councillor Stratford, our manager of corporate services, Claire, and our CEO, Tom, as well as myself, President Petchel. 3.2, visitors, we have none. 3.3, apologies, is Councillor Begley, who is unwell. We wish him a speedy recovery. 3.4, approved leave of absence. I do not have any. 3.5, applications for leave of absence. I do not have any. Are there any? No. 4, obituaries. Yes, Councillor Lawson Kerr.
In March, a former resident, Ian Blackiston, was killed by a driver down the southwest, down Worsley area.
Thank you, Councillor.
He's behind a wife, kids and grandkids.
Thank you. Were there any others? No. 5, petitions, deputations and presentations. We do not have any petitions, deputations or presentations. 6, declarations of interest. 6.1, financial and proximity interest. I have not been given any at the moment. However, if we do have any, please raise your hand. 6.2, impartiality interests. I have one from Councillor Stratford and one from myself, President Petchel, for agenda item 10.3.2. 7, confirmation and receipt of minutes. Officers' recommendation is that the minutes of the Shire of Wildcatcham Ordinary Meeting of Council of Thursday the 16th of April 2026, attachment 7.1.1, be confirmed as a true and correct record. Could I please have somebody to move that? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Councillor Stratford, do you have any?
I'm just confirming that someone can second a motion if they weren't present for the meeting.
Oh, that is a good point. You weren't here at the last meeting.
That approved leave of absence?
That's right, I wasn't here, so I can't.
Technically, under the Local Government Act, there's nothing to prevent the seconder, but under like governance practice, general convention is that a mover and a seconder are present at the meeting, yeah.
Okay. Are you happy for us to have somebody else? Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Thank you, Councillor Gamble, for seconding that. And thank you, Councillor Stratford, for bringing that to our attention. Councillor Stratford, did you have anything else? No. Councillor Gamble?
No.
Any other comments, councillors? No. All those in favour of receiving those minutes? That one is carried. Thank you. Announcements by the presiding member without discussion. First of all, I would just like to thank councillors for all your time and dedication in attending all the meetings that we have been having of recent time. I know that they have been lengthy and I know that your time is extremely valuable, but it is very much appreciated. So thank you for that. Thank you, Councillor Loyton. Also, I would like to say a thank you to Wildcatcham District High School, and I will read out this card from Principal Jill Lee and the secondary students and teachers. So it says, "Dear Tom, we are very grateful to you and the Shire for your very generous donation of $1,000 in support of our secondary students' upcoming visit to Canberra in November, December this year. Your contribution has brought us very close to reaching our fundraising target, and we truly appreciate your generosity. As a token of their gratitude, our students will host a special thank you event upon their return where they will share their valuable learning and experiences and memorable moments from their trip. They would like you to know that this wonderful opportunity would not have been possible without your support. Sincere thanks and kind regards, Jill Lees and the secondary students and teachers at Wildcatcham District High School." So thank you very much for that. And it's also came with a lovely tea towel. And it's exciting that as a council we are able to help in any way, shape or form. So thank you so much. 9 matters for which the meeting may be closed. There are none. Reports. 10.1, Corporate and Community Services. 10.1.1, Accounts for Payment, April 2026. Officers' recommendation is that Council endorse the total payments for the month of April 2026, being $588,510.41, which comprised of 1, cheque payments in the municipal fund totaling $0, 2, electronic funds transfer payments in the municipal fund totaling $537,726.62, and 3 direct debit payments in the municipal fund totaling $50,783.79. Could I get somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Gamble. Councillor Stratford, did you have any comments or questions?
Just one question on EFT 5154 for JA Building, $18,000.
So that's for the swimming pool change rooms.
Oh, thank you.
Was that all, Councillor Stratford? Councillor Gamble?
Yeah, actually, I've got a few. What could please stand just for interest sake? The 153 Sterling Asphalt, that's for which place?
5153, Cunderdon Wildcatcham Road.
Cunderdon, okay. I've got a few which takes up most of them. Whackwheel Landscape, 51. 151 for 71,500.
5155. Oh, yep. So that's Cemetery Road.
I've got a Cemetery, yeah. West Coast Contracting, it says 151.
Oh, that's for the swimming pool change rooms?
Well, 160 Fulton Hogan, the big one.
A little mile catch.
Again, okay. Blue Diamond?
That's for generators?
Okay, yeah. I should have known that, eh? Right Welding. That's 178.
Swimming pool handrail.
Oh, yeah.
Of the pool.
180 is Eclipse Soils. I presume that's mulch.
Yep.
Clay crate, I suppose. Is that footpaths?
No, it's a for a
183.
It's for a testing tool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's yeah, just to test the compaction on the wall.
Okay. Okay, yeah, no, terrific. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Gamble. Councillors, were there any other questions or comments? No? All those in favour? That is carried. Thank you. 10.1.2, accounts for payment, credit cards, March 2026. Officers' recommendation is that Council endorse credit card payments for the period 28th of February 2026 to the 27th of March 2026, totaling $4,205.87, referring to attachment 10.1.2. Could I have somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Dixon. Councillor Stratford?
No, nothing, thank you.
Councillor Dixon?
No questions.
Other councillors? No? Claire, I just had a question. The daycare stuff on here, are they toys for the daycare?
Yeah, so activities and things like that. We budget an amount per year for minor asset replacement.
Oh, okay, yep. Perfect, thank you. All those in favour of receiving that, that is carried. Thank you. 10.1.3, monthly financial report, April 2026. Officers' recommendation is that Council accepts the statements of financial activity for the month ending 30th of April 2026, referring to attachment 10.1.3. Could I have somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Dixon. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Lowton. Councillor Dixon, before I go to you, Claire, did you want to speak to that report at all for us?
Other than just to say that we're obviously still tracking well under budget in a lot of areas, we do try to do an uptick at the end of the financial year, but like we don't. But I'm not expecting us to hit zero.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Dixon, did you have any comments or questions?
No comments.
Councillor Lowton?
Thank you.
Other councillors? No? All those in favour of receiving that report, that is carried. Thank you. Thank you, Claire. 10.1.4, fees and charges amendment. Officers' recommendation is 1, approve the inclusion of a half-day hire charge, maximum of 4 hours, for the Recreation Centre function room of $44 inclusive of GST. Could I have somebody to move that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Dixon. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Lowton. Councillor Dixon, would you like to speak to that?
No.
Councillor Lowton?
No discussions.
Councillors, any other comments or questions? Councillor Stratford?
Did you want me to make comment on it in the
show? Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so we've never had a half-day charge with the rec centre. We've kept it as a full-day charge because we didn't want to encourage people to book a party there and then say, oh, but I'm only going to be there for an hour and pay a very minimum amount of money. This particular lady wants to hold some, I think it's sort of craft classes that are open to the public and things like that. She's probably going to use the town hall when the weather permits, but at the other time of the rec centre, if she needs air conditioning or heating, the rec centre's probably more appropriate. she would be hiring it on a half-day basis. Like she said, it would normally take me an hour to set up, hold the class for, and then an hour to pack up or something. So on that basis, I sort of thought that a half-day hire may be feasible. I did put a cap on it. I sort of thought, well, should it be 4 hours, 5 hours? Once again, probably to discourage people from... But, yeah, that's the background.
Thank you. Councillor Stratford, does that help answer?
It does. Thank you. I was going to ask the origins of it. I suppose the only consideration is whether they're hired for a full day or an hour or half a day, the cleaning aspect of it is going to be the same. So as long as we are making sure that we're going to cover the cost of somebody going in and cleaning that after that event...
We don't clean after an event, we just check it. It's expected that when someone hires the facility, we give it to them clean and then they leave it as is.
Yeah.
So apart from the very short time to check it afterwards, but, I mean, we're never going to cost recover what it costs us to clean... to set up, but hopefully if it's being used regularly, like if she's doing it, we won't need to
do those big cleans. Obviously, if it hasn't been used for a while,
potentially
you would have to clean before someone goes in.
Yes. As I say, hopefully being used regularly, it might actually improve.
Yeah, definitely. Are there any other questions or comments, councillors? All those in favour? That is carried. Thank you. Works and services. 10.2.1, works officers report May 2026. Officers' recommendation is that council receives the works manager's report. Could I have somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Dixon. Somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Lowton. Councillor Dixon, any questions or comments?
So a great deal of work's been done by Aldo, you and your team, and it's noticeable around town and on the roads and everywhere. Well done.
Councillor Lowton.
Just echo Councillor Dixon's comments. Seems like a very thorough evidence-based process you're going through, and it's really good to see.
Thank you, Councillor Lowton. Any other Councillor Gamble?
Yeah, although the epoxy flooring, is it a finished product?
Not yet. Okay. Next week we're doing minor sort of grinding, or not grinding, but just to make it smooth it off. Yeah.
Thank you.
We're just letting it settle now. And then we go to the final trim.
Yeah, oh, looks very impressive, but
yeah,
was wondering if it was going to.
Yeah,
it's good. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gamble. Were there any other comments, Councillor Stratford?
Just Aldo, whether you could maybe speak to your the experience on the impact of the tip with the hours changing. What have we seen? What have we?
Well, we got a few feedback from the community, but overall, we haven't seen any illegal dumping or anything like that. So apart from the day that someone just getting and smashing of the cameras.
Yeah. What about hard to measure, I suppose, but the usage, I suppose, of people, is it down?
Normally on a Thursday. On a Tuesday, it's quite busy, especially between 10 and 11.
Yeah.
One day we were down there doing some works and we were surprised the amount of vehicles that were coming in.
Yeah.
It was just quite substantial. Yeah. But I guess it probably got, good days and other days are probably not as busy. But on that particular day, it was really busy. We were surprised. I don't know what was going on, but yeah.
Probably received about maybe 6 or 7 pieces of feedback. Some come through outside the feedback window, but we'll obviously pick it up and put it in there. If you're talking to anyone, encourage them to put feedback in. Comments on Facebook are not feedback. There is a formal process there, obviously, that they need to get their comments through per the public notice. We'll collect all of that and bring it to the council workshop on the 4th of June to have that discussion about the final sort of decision.
Can I ask what the formal process is? So
it's in the public notice. It's basically just sending it in by email or mail.
I was going to say, do we have a paper sheet or it can be just a letter?
Just a letter.
Yep.
Yeah, just get it. Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, it's not too formal.
Yeah.
But Facebook comments are obviously a bit of a slippery slope because
yes.
There's no way to tell who it is sometimes. And
yep.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Just got to keep some probity around it. But
no, definitely.
But we're all ears.
Yeah.
And as I'm sure you all are.
Fantastic. Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions? Eldo, I just want to say that I'm so excited for the pool to open, obviously, at the beginning of next season, later this year. The photos probably don't do the pool area justice, but so far it looks incredible, a major change to how it was looking. So, yeah, fantastic. Thank you. Looking forward to that. All those in favour of receiving that report, that is carried. Thank you, councillors. Governance and compliance. 10.3.1, Chief Executive Officer's report, May 2026. Officer's recommendation is that council accept the Chief Executive Officer's report as presented. Could I get somebody to move that, please? Thank you, Councillor Dixon. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Councillor Dixon, did you have any comments or questions? Councillor Lawson Kerr?
Oh, it's fine.
Other councillors, were there any comments or questions? Tom, would you like to speak to your report?
Just to declare, I need to come back as a works manager.
No photos.
No.
You need to include photos.
Photos of me at all these meetings. No, no, thank you. I think, you know, pretty much speaks for itself. It's been a pretty flat out month with quite a lot of external stakeholder meetings and putting the pieces of the puzzle together while also continuing to work on that strategic and budget alignment piece. Obviously, Water Risk and Improvement Committee is on the agenda for tonight. That'll bring us back into compliance from that perspective. So, I'm not sure where the months go, but it's there for your benefit. And, again, I'm happy to receive any feedback on that report if there's things you want me to focus on in particular, because I do scratch my head a little bit each month.
Thank you. Councillor Stratford?
On your emergency management meeting that you had in Northern, did you learn anything? Was it?
Yeah, that was a really useful meeting. So I went on the way back from the budget breakfast. I met with Evan and Shelby. Evan is the district coordinator and Shelby is the regional coordinator. I think, they've got the overlapping roles in terms of training and education versus response probably. Really interesting, I guess. It's a really massive area of responsibility that we have. I know sort of the core bits, but learning a lot about the actual responsibilities. They basically briefed me on all of our brigades, where everyone's at with their training, some opportunities that might present itself in terms of SESM opportunities. Can't remember what the full word for SESM is. Just really looking to work with us and work with the brigades. Obviously, they're interested in the adoption of the LEMA, and we've just acquitted that grant that we got for that in the last couple of weeks as well. So They're really keen to help us kind of bring it all together. And I'll definitely be leaning on them a bit to help me look to schedule a meeting for the Local Emergency Management Committee next month. We're still required to do an exercise as part of that grant that we got the money for. So I'll get some, you know, guidance from Shelby on running an exercise, and that'll be good. I will say as well, I went a couple of days before that to the district exercise, and also really good. We modelled and discussed the crisis or the emergency was a loss of water supply to the region and protracted, so into weeks and months, and sort of all the impacts that we might start to feel. Yeah, really interesting to understand how different agencies would operate and how smelly it would probably get around the parts. But yeah, really, really good to connect with them, and yeah, looking to bring that one up to scratch as well.
Perfect. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? I just want to say thanks, Tom, for all your hard work. I know that there's a week there that I think you were out of office every single day with multiple meetings, SIACA, New Rock, DEMC, Grants Commission, Budget, Emergency Services. I know that it was a really busy week, and I think you travelled Wheat Belt, so thank you for that. All those in favour of receiving that report, thank you. That is carried. 10.3.2, Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. Officers' recommendation is that Council 1 establish the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee, ARIC, under Section 5.8, Local Government Act 1995. 2, appoint Councillor Begley, Councillor Stratford, Councillor Loyton and Councillor Lawson Kerr as members of the ARIC via the nomination forms that have been submitted. Thank you. 3, appoint Candidate A in confidential attachment 2 as the independent presiding member of the ARIC committee. And 4, approve the payment of a sitting fee of $450 per meeting to the independent member under Section 5.1002B Local Government Act 1995 and Part 6.4, determination of the Salaries and Allowances Tribunal for Local Government Elected Members 2025. Pursuant to Section 7B of the Salaries and Allowances Act 1975. Before I move this motion as well, I have two impartiality interests. One is from Councillor Stratford, who has a working relationship with one of the candidates, and one from myself, also the same, an impartiality interest. And I have a working relationship with one of the candidates as well. Could I please get somebody to move that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Dixon. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Gamble. Councillor Dixon, do you have
a comment?
Thank you, Councillor Gamble. No. Councillors, anything else? No. With that being said, all those in favour? That is carried. Thank you. Congratulations to our candidate,
yeah,
and also to the members of our committee.
Thank you.
Welcome. 10.3.3, Pioneers Pathway Future Options. Officers' recommendation is that Council 1 supports Option 3 outlined in Attachment 1, Pioneer Pathways Advisory Group Future Options. 2, request the CEO provide written notice to Pioneer Pathways Advisory Group of this council decision. Could I have somebody to move this recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. Somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Dixon. Councillor Stratford, would you like to speak for or against?
Just to say, you know, I think it's really important that we still continue to support all of these initiatives, even though this one seems to be sort of evolving, I suppose, in a sense. But yeah, I think it's a good idea to keep supporting them and encourage investment into the region.
Thank you, Councillor Stratford. Councillor Dixon?
My comment, thanks.
Any other arguments for or against or comments? No? With that being said, all in favour? That is carried. Thank you. Planning and building. 11.1.1, town planning scheme amendment. Officers' recommendation is that council adopts the scheme amendment number 2 and forwards the documents to the EPA and WAPC for approval to advertise. Could I get somebody to move that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. And somebody to second. Thank you, Councillor Gamble. Councillor Lawson Kerr, would you like to speak for or against?
I don't know.
Councillor Gamble? Any other further comments, councillors? No? All those in favour? That is carried. Thank you. Well, motions of which previous notice has been given, I have none. 13 questions by members of which due notice has been given, there is none. 14 urgent business approved by the person presiding or by decision, I have none. 15 matters behind closed doors, there is none. 16 closure of the meeting at 4:32 p.m. Thank you everyone for your attendance.
Thank you.